Thousands of Wisconsinites are still digging out after a historic storm brought nearly 3 feet of snow to the state. It's Tuesday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, it's a big day with the state Senate possibly wrapping up its business for the year today, and majority Republicans are still divided on some big issues. And we'll hear about the WPR voter guide, focused on the open seat for the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The guide is interactive, so you can click around and look at each candidate.
Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
Wisconsinites are still digging out this morning after a powerful late-season winter storm dropped several feet of snow on the state. Many schools and government buildings across the state were closed yesterday due to drifting, blowing snow, and reduced visibility on roads. 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts created large snowdrifts as well. Roy Eckberg is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Green Bay. He says 50-mile-per-hour winds can create snowdrift piles at least 3 to 5 feet tall, requiring road crews to continually shovel.
They clear the road, and then within an hour later, there could be a foot or two of snow covering the road again.
Hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites also lost power over the last few days due to those high winds, but the vast majority of companies say those outages are done and power has been restored. The Wisconsin Senate will hold what could be its last floor session of the year today. As Rich Kramer reports, there's a long list of bills on the calendar, including some that have divided majority Republicans.
One major bill that has turned off some GOP senators would legalize online sports betting in Wisconsin if computer servers are located on tribal lands. Another would send $14 million to the University of Wisconsin-Madison to offset school spending on athletes' name, image, and likeness deals. During an interview with WISN-TV's Upfront, GOP Senator Chris Kapunga issued a warning to Senate Majority Leader LeMahieu. Don't rely on Democratic votes if you don't have 17 Republican votes to pass the bills.
Historically, usually a majority leader does not come back if he breaks the rule of 17, so I hope the majority leader takes that into account.
The Senate will also consider a bill including more than $130 million to address PFAS contamination that passed the Assembly with unanimous support. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court have different takes on how the court handled a high-profile election case in 2020. The Supreme Court ruled against a lawsuit by President Donald Trump's campaign in 2020. During an interview with PBS Wisconsin, liberal judge Chris Taylor stressed that the case was decided by a narrow 4-3 margin.
Which is alarming because if that case had been successful, hundreds of thousands of votes in the state of Wisconsin would have been thrown out, and that's alarming to me.
Taylor says she thinks the court was right to reject the lawsuit. Conservative judge Maria Lazar says the decision was ultimately about the legal standing to sue, which is an issue the court could revisit when she's on the bench.
And so I'm not going to comment any further on where they would go because I honestly believe that standing is going to come back up in our next term. So when I'm on this court, I don't want to have someone say, you said in an interview, so now you can't rule on this case.
The Supreme Court election is set for April 7th. We've got more on the upcoming election and how to differentiate between the two candidates coming up later in the show. A Madison area school district needs a new superintendent. Corrine Hess reports months of controversy could be affecting the search.
Last year, the Sun Prairie Area School District's Dean of Students was charged with possession of child pornography and child sexual exploitation. A former principal was also charged with failing to report abuse. Superintendent Brad Sarin received a vote of no confidence last fall. He will lead the Chippewa Falls School District next school year. A recent community survey found district challenges include a lack of trust, transparency, and tarnished relationships. Perry Hibner is the district's spokesperson.
It's going to take a certain type of person to come in and deal with the challenges that the district has faced over the last few years. A lot of it's going to be about rebuilding trust with your staff, rebuilding trust with the community, with your families.
The district has 13 applicants so far. Candidates have until Friday to apply. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Invasive mussels in Lake Michigan have led to a steep decline in the population of whitefish. It's threatening the future of commercial fishing on the lake. Scott Hansen is a senior fisheries biologist for the State Department of Natural Resources. He told WPR's Wisconsin Today that whitefish populations have been sharply declining in the lake for two decades.
Unless things change dramatically, unless something happens that's frankly short of a miracle on Lake Michigan, we will continue to see declines. We just haven't seen enough young fish come into the population.
That's because the invasive mussels are eating on the plankton that young whitefish rely on. A longtime commercial fisher from Two Rivers told WPR he's seen the number of boats dwindle from 20 to just one in his community. He says he's worried that commercial fishing will die out. Coming up, what to know about the WPR voter guide and the race for state Supreme Court. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, with another closely divided statewide election coming up on April 7th, Wisconsin voters need every resource they can find to make up their minds and cast their votes. That's why WPR is bringing back its voter guide, this time focusing on the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Vying for the position will be conservative State Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar and liberal State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor. Here to share more about the new online guide is WPR's special projects reporter, Bridget Bowden. All right, Bridget, so right now listeners can visit that new interactive voter guide for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. That's at wpr.org/voter guide. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how it works?
It has information about both of the candidates running for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's really cool. The guide is interactive, so you can click around and look at each candidate individually, or you can actually compare how they answered questions about some of the most important issues facing this potential justice.
And it's going to be conservative State Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar against liberal State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor. So those are the two candidates running for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. WPR asked listeners to share their questions through a survey. Which questions are top of mind for voters heading into this election?
Right. So we put out a call for people in our audience to tell us what questions they wanted the candidates to answer. And then we took those questions and we used them to put together a survey that we sent to the candidates. And there were a few topics that people asked about over and over again. First of all, with everything going on with ICE in Minnesota, people were definitely curious about when the candidates would step in matters involving federal law enforcement. So we asked that. People were also wondering what the candidates think the court's role is in deciding how elections are run in the state. And so we asked that as well.
So we know what issues are important to the voters in this election. What can you tell us about each one of the candidates?
Sure. So we have two candidates that you'll see on your ballots. The first candidate to enter the race was the liberal candidate, Chris Taylor. Most recently, she's been an appeals court judge, but before that, she was appointed by Governor Tony Evers to the Dane County Circuit Court, and she served for 9 years as a Democrat in the state assembly. She also worked as a public policy director for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. The other candidate, conservative Maria Lazar, announced her candidacy last October. She is also an appeals judge. She's been an appeals court judge since 2022. Before that, she was a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. She also worked as an attorney for the Wisconsin Department of Justice from 2010 to 2015 under Republican Attorneys General J.B. Van Hollen and Brad Schimmel. Before that, she was an attorney in private practice.
There might be some people listening, Bridget, and they could be thinking, boy, there are a lot of elections happening for Supreme Court in the most recent years. How does that all break down? I understand it's not a lifetime appointment for the state court, right?
Right, it's a 10-year term. But you may remember that the last couple of Supreme Court elections we've had in Wisconsin have been really contentious. And that's in part because for those two elections, the ideological balance of the court was decided by those races. So this year is a little different because Lazar and Taylor are running for a seat on the court that's being vacated by a conservative justice, Rebecca Bradley. So no matter who wins, the court's ideological majority will remain with the liberal justices. But, you know, that doesn't mean that it's a low-stakes election, because this court will be asked to decide some of the most pressing legal questions facing the state, and, you know, whoever is elected will play a role in that.
You know, the state election is on April 7th. There's more on the ballot, though, than just the state Supreme Court. What's coming up for that election, and how can folks find out more about it?
So people may have local races on their ballot, as well as this statewide election for a state Supreme Court justice. So you can find out exactly what's on your ballot and more information about how to register to vote, where to vote, when to vote, all of that stuff, if you visit myvote.wi.gov.
Bridget, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex.
That was WPR's special projects reporter, Bridget Bowden. We were talking about WPR's new voter guide, focusing on the upcoming race for an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Go to wpr.org/voterguide to learn more. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Much colder today than the past few days. Highs only getting into the teens and 20s across the state. The good news is wind finally calming down and no new snow expected. Overnight, really cold, with lows down into the single digits. We could see a little bit of new snow, maybe 1 to 2 inches, especially in the southwestern corner of the state. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Glad you could join us, and thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hey, if the weather's got you down, all those blizzards lately, 40-mile-per-hour winds, and now really cold today, just hang on. Looks like we could be into the 60s across the state by this weekend. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.